Enterprise Florida is getting around $17 million in the new budget, compared to $24 million in this year's spending.
Currently, as I understand it, the current budget has funds in for Enterprise Florida, primarily for operations only.
Scott Luth is president of Florida West, the economic development arm serving the Western Panhandle. Besides the funding reduction, there are also some new hoops for local development groups to jump through.
There is definitely a required match, which does create a situation where it's a little bit unknown what the actual figure coming out of the legislature is going to be this year.
Florida West and similar organizations around the state are monitoring the activity surrounding the budget, in part through the Florida Economic Development Council.
We are having discussions about if the current funding stands where it is, what can we do to support the agency, which then in turn basically helps us with our ability to bring in new business and industry and keep the same companies that we currently have.
As with Visit Florida, the state's tourism wing, whose budget was cut by two-thirds. House Speaker Richard Corcoran was the front man in trimming Enterprise Florida.
Should government be interjecting itself into the free market, competing with businesses, and re-engineering and saying, we know who to pick as a winner, who to pick as a loser? No. The incentive that government should offer is a fair and equal taxation system that every single person can participate.
You look at the companies that can truly locate or invest capital anywhere in the United States that they want to, and they can be successful in multiple states.
Once again, Florida West Scott Luth, who said Governor Scott was correct in his claim that cutting Enterprise Florida would put the state out of the economic development business.
And if those states can continue to be competitive and continue to offer the programs and incentives and things that companies are looking for, and Florida doesn't have those programs, we are out of business as it relates to those projects.
Still to come is whether Governor Rick Scott will sign the $82.4 billion budget with or without using the line item veto, or will he veto the entire spending plan over cuts to Enterprise Florida and Visit Florida. Luth says the latter is possible.
He's made numerous trips around the state looking for support and continued support, both from the business community as well as the economic development community and the tourism industry, to support that request. So I do think that's something that he's probably considering, which direction he's going to go in.
And now the $64 question. How would such a cut to Enterprise Florida's funding impact Florida West projects, both underway and still on the drawing board? For starters, Luth says they would see a reduction in outreach from the state level.
What that means is that if we're going to continue to operate at the same level that we have in the past, that's just going to put more pressure on local budgets to begin to kind of make up that difference. And it means we're going to have to travel more, which means we're going to have to do more outreach if we're wanting to have the same amount of exposure as what the state was able to do on behalf of all of us.
And as if Enterprise Florida doesn't have enough problems, it's also looking for a new leader. Chris Hart resigned in March, citing a critical difference of opinion with Governor Scott. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.